A girl grows up during the Depression and gets married too young. When she is not cooking or cleaning or taking care of the kids, she peddles cleaning products to other housewives. The work has no salary and no security. She keeps at it anyway, through divorce and disappointment. In 1963, after she has been divorced 3 times and widowed twice, she sets up her own company, selling second chance and self-invention for the price of a skincare showcase. Her timing is perfect. Generations of girls have had educations that left them stuffed full of ennobling rhetoric and eager to pursue their American dreams. They are primed for the promise of a career, with no cap on earnings and hours that can be arranged around the needs of husbands and children. By 1969, she is remarried and giving out keys to pink Cadillacs, while women around her weep with gratitude. She recruits hundreds, then thousands, then hundreds of thousands of women. She turns shift workers and stay-at-home moms into millionaires. She becomes the most famous saleswoman in the world, maybe the most famous ever. She signs up women of all ages, sizes, and colors, then praises them to the skies and crowns them with rhinestone tiaras. She runs sales contests with prizes like mink coats, diamond bracelets, and what she calls Cinderella gifts, the things that we wait around for that guy on the white horse who never shows up to bring us. Thus, Mary Kay Ash, a woman with no great aptitude for numbers, becomes the first woman to chair a company on the New York Stock Exchange.